USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department's Inspector General has called an urgent meeting behind closed doors on Capitol Hill on Wednesday to brief key lawmakers about documents related to Ukraine. The IG operates mostly independent of the State Department and investigates abuse and mismanagement. It doesn't need approval from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to approach Congress with information. Meanwhile, five current and former staffers have been barred from giving statements as part of the House impeachment investigation. In a letter to the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Secretary Mike Pompeo said there's no legal basis for the committee's threat that the failure of the officials to meet their timeline for documents and testimony would constitute obstruction of the impeachment inquiry. He also accused House Democrats of seeking to intimidate State Department officials. This is USA Radio News.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-925-3014. 800-925-3014. Call 800-925-3014.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
NCAA student athletes could be paid under a new California law. With the story, here's USA's John Hunt.
California opened the way for college athletes to hire agents and make money from endorsement deals with sneaker companies, soft drink makers, and other sponsors just like the pros. The first in the nation law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is set to take effect in 2023 and could upend amateur sports in the U.S. and trigger a legal challenge. Here's Haley Hobson, Stanford's top volleyball recruit.
The NCAA has gotten away with being able to exploit the media rights of student athletes, and they generate billions of dollars in revenue from an unpaid labor force.
The NCAA, which called on Newsom to veto the bill, arguing it would destroy the distinction between amateurs and the pros and give California an unfair recruiting advantage. In a statement, the NCAA said it's working to revise its rules on making money off a player's name and likeness.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
USA's Chris Barnes reports Florida teachers can now legally carry guns.
With October's arrival, the new law took effect. It was passed in response to the 2018 mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed. Two of the state's largest school districts in Miami and Orlando opted out of the program. There is no idea how many teachers are carrying concealed weapons because they're allowed to remain anonymous. To carry one, staff must pass a background check, a psychological exam, and more than 140 hours of training, Florida becoming the eighth state to allow some teachers to carry weapons in their classrooms.
A federal appeals court has ruled in favor of the FCC's decision to strike down net neutrality, but said the agency can't prevent states from having their own open internet laws. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the decision to repeal the Obama-era law, which treated all Internet data equally and barred Internet service providers from slowing or throttling speeds, blocking access to lawful content, and offering fast lanes for larger companies such as Google, Facebook, and Netflix. The panel of judges ruled on a lawsuit against the FCC brought by Mozilla, the company that created Firefox web browser. Supporters of net neutrality say it protects customers from Internet gatekeepers, which could charge premium prices for faster speeds and block content from competitors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.